Lag Bomer is the great equalizer that we have for the fact that everybody doesn't say Tachanun on Erev Lag Bomer. But usually, you say Tachanun on a regular day, especially if there's a yahrzeit for somebody to say Tachanun. But we know that in Hasidic circles, if a Rebbe died, then you're not going to say Tachanun. And it's the one time Ashkenazim are constantly yearning to become Chassidim, except in the month of Nisan, when we're happy to not have to say Tachanun. Of course, Tachanun is a very special thing, a very special tweet to be able to say. However, on Lag BaOmer, even though it's a Rishon Bar Yochai who passed away, who died, yet we don't say Tachanun for that. Not because he's our Rebbe, but so the question, of course, what is this idea that we actually don't say Tachanun this evening, and what is the essence of Rishon Bar Yochai's passing that becomes a moment of celebration where we have bonfires and music and everything else, and then we get to shave the next day, and for Svardim a little bit later. So what is behind this? What's behind this idea? So let's understand a couple of things. Who Rav Shimon bar Yochai was? Do we know who Rav Shimon bar Yochai's Rebbe was? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Do you know Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe was? Rabbi Lesman Hyrcanus. Do you know Rabbi Lesman Hyrcanus's Rebbe was? Hyrcanus. That's his father, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Of course, you have the historian here, right? So let's open up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived by the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, where it was being destroyed, or by the Beis Hamikdash was being destroyed, so that's when he had the fight with the Biryonim. With the Biryonim were the rabble-rousers who wanted a fight to the death. Those are the ones at Masada that, if we haven't already said it once before in public, which we probably didn't, Rav Igna Miller points out Masada is not a great thing for the Jewish people. It's not a great exciting moment from Judaism. And that's what you'll notice on your Masada tours. There aren't that many religious people that go on the Masada tour for the main reason that they fought to the death. Instead of giving in, which the Rabbanim told them to give in, but they fought to the death because the Romans were going to allow them to stay, but they didn't want to continue. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if you know, at the end of the Beis HaMikdash, he had to be snuck out to meet Vespasian. He had to be snuck out in a coffin to meet Vespasian. They asked him for a few things. What can he save? He knew Yerushalayim was going to be destroyed. So Yavne v'Chachameh saved these people. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who saw the future, what was going to happen to the Jewish people. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his Talmud, or one of his few Talmudim, which you'll see in the Mishnah, was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. So why is that significant for us? What does it have to do with related to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? So let's take a look at the Mishnah in Perek Yavos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai received a tradition from Hillel and Shammai. And he had five Talmidim. Who are those five Talmidim? Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon Nisano, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And he would praise them, and each one had different qualities. What was the quality of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus? The quality of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a bor sud sheinam abetipa. He was like a pit, a cistern that never lost a drop. Whatever you put in it, it would stay, it would remain. You'd never lose a drop in this entire experience of everything that it was referring to. It's referring to any knowledge that he had, anything that he learned, he would never actually forget any of it. Why is this important? The reason why this is important is because even though there were other qualities to other rabbis that are the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but ultimately Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai passed down the deep tradition of Kabbalah through Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Who did Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus pass that down to? Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is a bor sud, which means he never dropped anything. Everything he learned, he kept. He was very exacting in the halachas that he followed. And if you notice in the Gemaras that discuss about who he was very exacting in how he expected other people to live up to certain things. This same Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus we spoke about the other day, who was Rabbi Gamliel's brother-in-law, who continued to say Tachanun and end up causing his brother-in-law, Rabbi Gamliel, to die. So this Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was very strict, very, we'd almost call it narrow-minded in the way he saw things. But ultimately, he never forgot anything. That never forgetting anything was something that enabled Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to teach over the secrets of Kabbalah to Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Following Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus taught this over to Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim. So this is all coming together now with what we have in the night of Lag BaOmer. So after Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim passed away, he then went and started up again. So when he says he went and started up again, he found the rabbis of the south, one of them being Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and he started teaching over again. It's called in the name of the Chasam Sofer, Surly Borenstein points this out, that when did Rabbi Akiva start teaching again? He began teaching again to these rabbis on Lag BaOmer itself. Lag BaOmer is when he began teaching his student, was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Kabbalah is being passed down now from Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai to Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus to Rav Akiva to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's how the tradition is happening now. At this point in time, Rav Shimon, if you want to know historically about Rav Shimon, in Talmudic literature, Rav Shimon, the Gemara says, "Kedai lismoch al Rav Shimon b'shas hadchak." And the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about a couple of scenarios, but in scenarios where it's difficult and a person needs to rely on halachic leniency, so Gemara says you can rely on Rav Shimon b'shas hadchak, which means that we don't usually rely on him, but in times of need we rely on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But what's interesting about that is most of the time, the Gemara in Avron tells us, most of the time, we do not follow the halacha according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who revealed all of the Zohar to us. We do not follow halacha according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says whenever there's a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, or Rav Shimon and somebody else, the halacha always follows somebody else. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai seems to get the short end of the stick, and we actually don't follow the halacha according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, except b'shas hadchak when necessary, we follow Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And some of the commentaries discuss this idea. What does it mean b'shas hadchak? It doesn't just mean in halacha. It's that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lived for Klal Yisrael to be able to spread Torah to Klal Yisrael. Rav Shimon is the one who said, "Chas v'shalom, the Torah should ever be lost from the Jewish people. We'll do whatever it takes to ensure that Torah is never going to be lost from the Jewish people." Why is this important? Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as we said, even though the halacha doesn't follow him most of the time, and the Gemara is another Gemara that actually tells us what was unique about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that he went to his Rebbe, and when he went to his Rebbe, not Rebbe Kiva, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, whenever he would ask a question to Rav Pinchas ben Yair, and that's what Mesillas Yesharim is based off, when he would go to his Rebbe, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, he would ask a question, Rav Pinchas ben Yair would have 12 answers to his question. And then what happened? Then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai actually went into the Ma'ara, into the cave. You know the story, they went into the cave with his son, and then he was there for however long he was there for, with the carob tree and the water. When he finally came out, then everything he saw destroyed, then went back in, and then he saw the greatness of the Jewish people at that moment. Then when he went back to Pinchas ben Yair, every question that Pinchas ben Yair asked, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had 24 responses to. So previously, Rav Pinchas ben Yair was the one who was answering 12 answers. Now Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who was answering 24 responses over here. What does this actually mean to us? It means that in the cave is when he actually got to the deepest depths of what Torah is actually about, which we'll call the Nister. But in fact, he was learning Nigla. And from the Gemaras, it seems that he was actually learning regular Gemaras. But because of the development that he had with the regular Gemaras that he was learning, that enabled him to have a deeper, deeper understanding of the Nistar, of the hidden Kabbalistic terminologies. And when did he come out of the cave? He came out of the cave on Lag Va'Omer. And then, when he passed away, what happened when he passed away? That's when he actually revealed these secrets to his Talmidim, and that's what we have today as the Zohar. So the Gemara says that we don't usually follow Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because of the fact that other Rabbanim, they're always overpowering in halacha. But whenever Rav Shimon came out of the cave and gave halacha, that's when we actually do follow him. What does it mean we do follow him? We actually follow him the halacha because now he became a different individual. The Satmar Rav says that there's a concept called Rav Shimon Kodem Hama'ara, the Achar Hama'ara. And many times, Beis Yosef has a scenario in Halacha that even though we don't usually follow Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but in one particular scenario, he says we do follow him because he found that it's quoted in the Zohar, even though the Zohar was written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So how can you say he quoted him? Of course he quoted him. It's written in the Zohar. What it actually means is that anything that you read from the Zohar, you expect that to be bona fide Halacha, and therefore that's coming from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So what is this? We have three things here. Number one, Rav Akiva revealed or taught his Talmidim on Lag Va'Omer. Number two, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave to be able to express his ideas to the world, and then ultimately he revealed the Sitrei Torah, the hidden aspects of Torah on Lag Va'Omer itself. Why is this important to us? The reason why this is important to us is because ultimately the entire underpinnings of the world are really based on the Zohar, and it's about a revelation that we have that we can actually access things that are far beyond our understanding of what Torah is actually all about. It's called Yom Hilula de Rashbi. Yom Hilula, as we said, is that why are we celebrating a Yahrzeit, usually a fast on this day. But Yom Hilula means that when he passed, in Shemayim they rejoiced. they were being Mahalel. It was a time that they rejoiced by the fact that this great sage actually entered into Shemaim. So when we feel the pain of something experienced in this world, we don't know that perhaps the exact opposite is actually happening in the next world. And that's Yom Hilula, is that the next world, the upper world, is actually appreciative of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in this experience. So what's important for us is to note that all of Torah, that when a person studies Nigla, revealed Torah, which we refer to as Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, when a person studies those well, you'll be able to access the hidden secrets of Torah, all the hidden things. People think, I just want to be able to delve into the secret things, but again, you can't swim in the deep end until you hit the shallow. You got to get into the shallow first in order to be able to do that. But the shallow itself really is the key to getting to the deep aspects of what this is all about. But it's important that when a person studies these things, they should realize that they're just opening up their hearts to be able to get there. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai opened this up to us. Kedai lismoch al Rav Shimon b'shas adchak, which means that wherever we stand in our inabilities or abilities in our limud Torah for us to be able to study Torah to keep mitzvos, kedai lismoch al Rav Shimon. You can rely on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai b'shas adchak, which means you can access these things. You have the ability to get to these areas just by study and study and study. We know the story of Rabbi Kiva and the water dripping on the rock. It's important for us to realize this for ourselves. You just have to just keep putting your efforts into it, and the rock will eventually get the effects of that water. And we learn this for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the same way. So on this night of Lag BaOmer, we celebrate our opportunity to be able to connect to deeper levels of Torah, to deeper levels of our soul, of ourselves and our souls, and to be able to celebrate the Yom Hilula, then Shemayim, there's a celebratory time. And for us, we celebrate our opportunities that we are Yidden, and we have the opportunities to connect to deep and special aspects of Torah.